Time for the voluntary pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that brings us to approval of minutes. Need a motion for approval or amendment to the meeting minutes of October 21st, 2013.
So moved.
Is there a second? Been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Walhuter to adopt the meeting minutes of October 21st. Any discussion or changes? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, those are approved. Looking for a motion for approval of today's meeting agenda or amendment. Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor? Mr. Mayor, I'd like to put down on council discussion about the skate park moving down to possibly into the old fire hall for the winter.
Okay. We'll let you talk when we get there. Mr. Haverlick, did you have?
No, I just moved to approve the agenda.
And then I'll second that.
Okay. And Cindy's here. We'll add her to the ones present for today's meeting. Need approval of today's meeting agenda as amended. Just one change, adding the skate park discussion under council discussion. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, meeting has been amended, and we'll move forward. No public hearings or bid awards today. Is there any visitors' views related to the agenda today? Seeing none. Visitors' views unrelated to the agenda. Seeing none, we'll move on to board, commission, and committee reports. I see no reports there unless somebody... Sue?
Mr. Mayor, the sales tax committee met last week, and we will meet again November 26th in this room at noon. And the big item for discussion will be the tax cap.
Okay.
So if anyone's interested, you can join us.
And that will be advertised as a
guest. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any other commission or committee reports or boards? Okay. Seeing none, brings us to the consent agenda. There's one item. Approve or disapprove the renewal of Inga Gallery or Galley Restaurant Eating Place alcoholic beverage permit. So I would entertain a motion to approve the renewal of that permit.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Haverlick, seconded by Member Flint to approve Inga's alcoholic beverage permit. Any discussion? Will the clerk call the roll on this one, please?
John Ho.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
John Haverlick.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, it's been approved. So we'll move on, and the next item on today's agenda is the mayor's report. And we're seeking letters of interest still for the vacancy that will become available today at the end of the assembly meeting. Member Flint is stepping down. Today is her last meeting. Thanks for all your dedication, Sue, while you've been here. And we're a member on the library board. Kathy, is there any applicants for the library board at this point?
No, there's nothing.
Okay, and so at this point, we only have one name in, as far as I know, for the borough assembly seat, and that is Bob Lynn. And we will address that at the meeting on November 25th, and it will be done by a closed ballot by the incumbent assembly members. So there'll be six of us voting for that position on that day. Change in the regular meeting date is lack of a quorum on November 18th. The next regular assembly meeting will be held Monday, November 25th at 7 p.m. And as a reminder of a non-compliance hearing in conjunction with the December 2nd assembly meeting, the assembly will conduct a non-compliance hearing regarding the structure at 1011 Wrangell Avenue. The structure has been deemed a dangerous building per Municipal Code 9.20. And a work session reminder, There's a joint work session between the hospital board and assembly, and that will be Thursday, December 5th at 9 a.m. The public's invited. Topics to be covered: finances and proposed borough code 3.50 that addresses the hospital board. And Friday, Don Young will be in town. He's meeting with the vessel owners and I believe the Chamber of Commerce, and at 2 o'clock or whenever he becomes available, Steve Giesbrecht, the manager, and I will meet with Don Young in Steve's office. If there's other assembly members that want to come and sit in, I don't see why you can't. Topics that we hope to address are hydro development, and I'd like to see if where we're at is trying to get our hydro in Southeast designated green energy, which is seems like they're working that way. We'll see if there are any updates on that. The roadless rule for the Tongass, funding for the Petersburg Indian Association, Rivers Without Borders, and the federal funding opportunities for our sewer force main project that will be incorporated into next year's road from the office here out to the ferry terminal. And that brings us to the manager's report.
Thank you, Mark. Drug interdiction on the state ferry system was discussed at the monthly CCAD teleconference that Kelly and the PD participated in. We continue to try to, you know, be ahead of the curve to spot ways that we can restrict any inflow of illegal narcotics into the community. Kelly and I also met with the architects Corey Wall and Bill Rutherford regarding the police station building needs and design. We are looking for a proposal from the architect to develop conceptual plans and initial drawings for a proposed facility located within this municipal building complex. So next step is they've been able to determine it will fit. Now we have to figure out if it'll fit and work well and work with the existing infrastructure that's here or what it'll cost to update that infrastructure. Fixtures have been ordered and OW Enterprises has begun fabrication of the standards for the South Harbor replacement lighting project. On October 17th, approximately 30 members of the fire, EMS, and search and rescue teams received training regarding ammonia releases and how to rescue victims. Two members of the Southeast Hazmat team came from Sitka to provide the training. This project is sponsored by the Southeast Alaska Metropolitan Medical Response System. Head Start kids had a chance to visit the fire station, and they practiced stop, drop, and roll, rolling off their beds, crawling low in smoke, and feeling the door with the back of their hand. They also got to look at and sit in the fire truck, so sounds like they had a good time. The log shelter at Sandy Beach is still ongoing. Walls are a few logs away from being complete, and begin start on the roof here shortly. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, it's basically a piece of art. You can't fit a pocket knife blade in between the logs on the walls. It's that tight. So it's kind of fun to watch it come together. The maintenance department has begun to install a new gym camera system. The old system stopped working recently, and the new system can be monitored from the front desk and is a better quality camera and video. This is the hope to kind of keep a tighter eye on what's going on and maybe prevent some vandalism. Second annual fall ball was a complete success. Many thanks to the Petersburg Mental Health and all those who helped make it a really good time for the folks up at Mountain View Manor. We have begun advertising for a two-bedroom elderly housing apartment. We do have a waiting list, but no one on the waiting list is a couple. So that apartment will be available soon, and we're hoping to find somebody that has an interest in it. The borough is sending letters to our downtown businesses asking them to not use liquid or granular ice melt on the new concrete streets and sidewalk. Unfortunately, that ice melt poses some problems to the concrete, allows water to penetrate the surface, and then when it freezes later, it cracks the concrete. Public Works will be staging trash cans of sand in the downtown area, so businesses will have access to that to be used for that purpose. Water plant staff has completed pigging, which is basically running a remote drone kind of thing through the water line. We had noticed some flow restrictions that have kind of slowly been coming up over time. That process restored all of the flow that we expected, so we put it on our kind of three-year plan to do that periodically to keep those flows up where they need to be. Design work on the Pump Station 1 Force Main upgrade project, that's the mayor was kind of referencing earlier, continuous. Plans are currently at 95% stage. We are also working on the reimbursable services agreement with Alaska DOT. That has to be done to include that in the work that's done when they go to do the resurfacing. And that'll be occurring this upcoming year. So we want to make sure we get the funding as well as the agreement with DOT put in place. Rockin' Road was able to coordinate the transfer to the new pumps at Pump Station 5. Contractor continues to address some details of the project, and Carl and Chris's group are working with them on that. Congratulations to Rockin' Road. It was, you know, a pretty delicate project. We can't afford to make too many mistakes on that, and it seems to have worked fairly well. Also, thanks to some borough staff, Chris Cotta, Justin Haley, Dennis Jones, and Tom Letton, Sam Callum, and Martin Odegaard for all of their oversight and help in making that happen. Landfill slopes project is slowed down quite a bit. Most of the dredge material is up there. Slopes are very close to meeting the intent of the original contract. The later material that was sent up there was in much better shape, and we were able to use it for what we originally had intended it for. There's still going to be a huge amount of work to do in the spring to clean up and get it back to where we need it to be. Dredge contractor is... Chloe, are they actually done? I mean, okay. I thought my report would be out of date by the time it got here. We also did some additional dredging. That didn't happen. We wanted to do some additional dredging to try to get a minus 11 to minus 15 where some of our bigger boats go. And evidently, we have not been able to make that happen. The invitation to bid on the drive down facility went out last week. So we'll, in short order, start to have an idea how good the estimates are on that project. We did have an issue with our problem sea lion over a past weekend. Close sent notice to John Curlin with National Marine Fisheries. Again, asked this particular animal be dealt with. Based upon his response, we do not believe they will be taking any action in the short term. Jody is scheduled to go to the Alaska Government Finance Officers Association meeting in Anchorage the week of November 18th through the 20th. I believe that's the same time as the AML conference. So you guys can buy her dinner while you're there. The borough is still holding final payment on the library project pending completion of the punch list items, including gutters. Correct, Tara? Yeah. McGraw personnel scheduled to arrive shortly to work on the library and address some fire hall warranty work that we've asked them to do. Borough has received notice from Mental Health that they have approval to move forward on the application for acquiring property for the Papke's Landing Dock and Boat Launch. The property has already been surveyed. The next step, if the borough wishes to continue, would be to pay to have the property appraised. If so, funds will have to be designated for that, and we'll schedule that. We're also waiting for formal notification from the Department of Transportation on their plans for the facility. That's why this is not really an agenda item for you yet. We'd kind of like to have that DOT letter in our hands to see what they are offering. We've heard rumors that, you know, there's some property they'd like to give us for some dollar amount in deferred maintenance. We don't believe the deferred maintenance dollars is enough to repair the facilities. So when we get to that point, we want to bring that all to the assembly at the same time so you have a clear picture on what you're getting into. There have been some issues with vandalism on the exterior of the new library. Borough is preparing to install security cameras both inside and outside of the library to try to prevent some further damage to the facility. That's it, unless there's questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Haberlich.
What kind of damage has been going on at the library?
Tara, do you want to speak to it? Or Leo, either one?
Yeah, around the back corner, there's a piece of siding that was broken where the fire door opens, and someone went in and did some more damage. It's probably about 6 feet of one row of siding. McGraw has some extra siding we can use to fix that, but they aren't in town yet, so we have plywood over it right now.
Are they trying to break in, or is it just
they are doing damage, I think.
We also had somebody paint earlier in the project, used some paint the contractors had left sitting about on one of the walls, which we fixed. But it's starting to become a trend.
I'm looking forward to the cameras. I think that'll help.
Any other questions of the manager on his report? I have one question for Carl or Chris. The pigging of the Cabin Creek water line, I know it's been quite a few years since we've done it. Now we're on a 3-year schedule. Do we own the equipment to perform that procedure?
Mr. Mayor, we have to buy pigs. There's a series of 4 pigs that we put through there, increasing in size, and we buy new ones every time we do that. We do own, there's a radio frequency tracer that we put in the pig when we send it through, so if it does get stuck somewhere, we can find it. We own that, but we have to buy new pigs every time. It's been 4 years since we did it with the Cabin Creek pipeline work that we did, and so Now that we're scheduling a 3-year interval on that, we should see no problems in the future.
So it was a success. This is the first attempt.
Very much so, yeah.
Well, that's good. And it brought the flow rate up to where it needs to be?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
That's good news. Okay. Brings us on to unfinished business. And there's an ordinance for third and final reading today. That's ordinance 2013-16. An ordinance providing for Chapter 4.24, entitled Property Tax of the Municipal Code, updating current language to reflect borough incorporation, and updating various functions and dates to meet annual budget deadlines. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its third and final reading.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Haberlich, seconded by Member Flint, to adopt Ordinance 2013-16 in its third and final reading. Discussion? Any discussion by the Assembly? The clerk call the roll.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Hall?
Yes.
John Haberlich?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
And Sue?
Yes.
Okay, Ordinance 2013-16 passes 7-0 in its third and final reading. And next item under unfinished business is the Juneau appeal of the Petersburg borough boundaries, and there's no new information received from the court yet on this issue. Redistricting is also under unfinished business, and the redistricting board has asked to delay until early January, and I believe that was had something to do with health reasons of a judge or attorney, maybe for the. So I don't think that will affect us at all. Will it, Kathy, to your knowledge?
As far as
knowledge?
I know.
Okay.
Well, hopefully it's finalized in time for 2014 election.
Right. Hopefully it doesn't get delayed again. Okay. Review of the Library Advisory Board. The Assembly will review the merits of retaining the board for borough government purposes as required in Borough Charter, Section 19.08. Library Director Alcock has provided the standard evaluation information, history of the library board, and board minutes. So we need a motion to keep the library board just for sake of discussion, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Mayor, I move to keep the library board as an elected board.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Haberlich, seconded by Member Lagadakis to keep the Library Advisory Board as a 7-person elected board. Any discussion? Mr. Hogue.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question for all these boards being elected, and I do so in this one as well. The comments on elected versus appointed, people were concerned that somebody with an agenda for censorship might get on the board one way, and I would suggest to that person that perhaps the elected board would preserve a larger risk than an appointed board. for that. The purpose of the library board is to advise the library and to, you know, deal with matters that are set to it by the assembly. I would suggest that having the board appointed would be appropriate.
Any more discussion on the library board? Okay, so the motion before us is to keep the library board as a 7-member elected board. Will the clerk call the roll?
Cindy?
Yes.
John Hall?
No.
Sue?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
John Haberlick?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Okay, it passes the assembly, 6-1, to keep the library board as a 7-member elected advisory board. And now we're looking for authorization for Mayor Jensen to sign Manager Giesbrecht's employment contract effective November 4th, 2013. At the October 7th, 2013 assembly meeting, Mayor Jensen and Assemblymember Hogue were instructed to go to negotiate a long-term contract with Borough Manager Giesbrecht. The attached contract has been agreed upon by both parties and has been reviewed and approved by Borough Attorney Jim Brennan. The term of the contract is for 5 years with a 1-year severance package. I would entertain a motion to give me permission to sign this contract for Mr. Giesbrecht.
So move.
Second.
Been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Flint to give the mayor authorization to sign the city manager's 5-year contract. Any discussion? I'd like to thank Mr. Hogue for putting this together, and we went over it back and forth on very few issues. So, will the clerk please call the roll?
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Hogue?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
John Haberlick?
Yes.
Okay, it passes 7-0 to go into a 5-year contract with Mr. Giesbrecht.
And thank I will you very much, all of it.
Sign that later today if the clerk has it ready. Now we're on to new business, and the first item there is Ordinance 2013-17, an ordinance providing for Chapter 14.12, entitled Sanitation of the Municipal Code, updating current language to reflect borough incorporation and providing incentive for recycling. The purpose of this ordinance is to update code language to reflect borough incorporation, provide for a co-mingled recycling service. This is its first reading. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Haverlick, seconded by Member Strand to adopt Ordinance 2013-17 in its first reading. Any discussion? And just for the public that's listening or people in the audience today, it's the public hearing on this ordinance is like all ordinances at the second hearing, which will be at the November 25th meeting. That's the 7 p.m. meeting. All of these ordinances are available to be looked at. You go to the city clerk's office or go online and get copies of them. So, any discussion by any other assembly members? Clerk, call the roll.
So.
Yes.
John Haberlick?
Yes.
John Hogue?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to Resolution 13-025. A resolution waiving another competitive bid process for janitorial services at the municipal buildings. Weller's Janitorial Service requested that their October 8, 2013 signed contract be rescinded. The borough's prior janitorial service, Apex Janitorial, has agreed to accept an 11-month contract in the amount of $8,510 per month while the borough reviews its janitorial needs. So I'll entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Then, motion's been made by Member Haverlick, seconded by Member Strand to adopt this resolution waiving another competitive bid process. Any discussion? Mr. Hope.
I would just like to extend sympathies to Mr. Weller for the reasons that caused him to have to ask the contract be canceled and wish him the best.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any particulars, but okay. Any other discussion on this? Will the clerk call the roll?
John Hogue?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Haberlick?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
And Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 13-025 passes 7-0. Now that brings us up to authorization to amend P&D's existing Raspis-Inge Bridge design contract by $59,789. Entertain a motion to extend their contract.
So move.
I'll second.
Motion's been made by Member Haverlick, seconded by Member Lagadakis, to amend P&D's existing Raspis-Inge Bridge design contract by $59,789. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, on this, I still have a concern about finances, and I want us to, even though we need to go this way, I feel that we still need to look at the possibility of making this a walking bridge, just because $1.5 million for the traffic that goes over that bridge is really a lot for a small area with minor traffic. And between the governor giving away all our oil money, the state budget's already going to be $1 billion in the rears this year, and I just don't see them coming through. I hope they do come through with the money for doing a full repair, but if they don't, I am concerned about our finances. If we have to pay for this ourselves, we'll have to go to a bond for it. The hospital is potentially looking at bonding on adding to the property tax for their needs. I just see this is these costs is where we need to cut them off, and we don't have much of a war chest for outside expenses. We know these are coming up, and if something else in our infrastructure has problems, we're really going to be putting a huge burden on our citizens. So I just like to be really conservative, and if we in our budget look at building our war chest or our savings for emergencies, and looking at this is that we may not be able to rebuild this bridge, at least for traffic purposes. It's just a concern because I'm old and I'm paranoid and on a fixed income, and I'm cheap. But I'm just worried about our finances going down the road.
Okay, any more discussion on this?
Mr. Mayor, I would just counter that by saying that if nothing else, the design load is going to have to accommodate fire and rescue equipment, and so is still going to have to be designed to carry traffic and to service the Sons of Norway Hall, which really is a big center of activity in the community. Vehicles bring all kinds of equipment, furniture, people, and it's also a tourist attraction, so I would caution us to go down the road of just making it a walking bridge. We also have businesses along that way, and it's also a street that has the oldest buildings in town, and I just would say be cautious.
Okay, thanks. Any questions of the Public Works on the reason for the expenditure? Or? So this is basically just to further the design, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, we're at the point where we need to do some detailed survey work to locate all of the structural members that are currently in place, and also to do a little soil boring and find out what's underneath the bridge, so we know how to accommodate that when we start really getting into the nuts and bolts of the design.
Okay, so at this point then we're still at the design phase for what the bridge is going to be constructed like when we get the funding for it?
Yeah, we have a concept design and we feel pretty comfortable with, but there's still got to be some public process once we get a little bit further along. And the material for the supports is something else that may change. Our concept was to use creosote pile. We've been talking to PIA about a funding partnership with them. They're concerned about that, thinking that their funding source might not support that. So we've got a few of those little details to work out, but we can't really determine, you know, what's going to work until we get a little bit more information about site conditions.
So through the process, I'm kind of the mind where a person should be looking at something that has more longevity than creosote piling, even steel piling, or is that in the process? I'm looking at,
yeah.
I mean, it might not meet the total aesthetic of the wooden pile bridge, but
yeah.
If it makes more sense for longevity.
Well, and they cost more. You know, steel's going to be more.
Well, I guess
so.
My concern would be if it costs a little more, if it lasts three times longer, there's got to be a... I'm sure you're looking into it anyway, so
yeah,
just
and
a question
that,
I had.
You know, like I say, we still have to go through a public process of, you know, we wanted to get input from, you know, the assembly and members of the public before we finalize the design. We're at the point right now where we need to do some background work before we can even think about going to that step.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? And this money is in this has already been funded, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have enough in the Rasmus Inge Capital Project Fund to, you know, purchase all the material that we're going to use to fix it up, just to keep it operable, plus do this phase of engineering. At that point, the fund will be pretty low. We'll have to, you know, replenish it before we can really do anything else.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Will the clerk, seeing no more discussion from the assembly, will the clerk call the roll?
John Hoag.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
John Haberlick.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
And Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, it passes 7-0 to amend P&D's existing Rasmus Inge Bridge design contract by $59,789. And that brings us on to communications. Any communications?
This is my spot.
Council, assembly discussion items. Oh, you were going to say something.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say a few thank yous.
Okay.
This is my last meeting, so I wanted to say thank you to the mayor and the assembly. I think we made a good team. It's been a pleasure to work with you all. And thank you to the manager and the staff. You've been so helpful and helped me learn a lot. Finally, thank you to the citizens of Petersburg, and especially my family, for all your encouragement and support. These 4 years have been exciting, and I came up with my own little top six list. First of all, we passed the smoke-free workplace ordinance, which in my opinion should be federal law, but at least we did it for Petersburg. We revitalized the Mountain View Manor Assisted Living, and 4 years ago, this town was ready to dump that, and it was half empty and losing money right and left, and thank you, Sheelan, very much for that. I think the community needs it. Number three is the new fire hall was completed, and it was a great gift from the state of Alaska and from Senator Stedman. Number four, we found a good manager. Wow, a 5-year contract. Stability for the community, important for all of us. Number five, we opened our beautiful new library. All of that for only $1.2 million to the taxpayers. Quite a bargain, I'd say. Number six is the big one, burrow formation. That's what got me up here in the first place, why I ran for this position, and I'm so glad to say we did it. And after 50 years of statehood, we finally are a borough. And in closing, I'd like to say, carry on with your good work, keeping our infrastructure strong. It's like owning a home. You have to continually do repairs, maintenance, and replacements to keep everything running smoothly. Saving money is a good thing, John. But knowing when to spend it is just as important, so we don't end up with any more fiascos like our current police station and the recently departed North Harbor. I look forward to your strategic planning sessions, and I will be paying much better attention to your deliberations than I used to. So good luck, and thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for all your help on this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You can always come back.
Is this
next month? Okay, assembly discussion items. Mr. Wallhuter wanted to bring up the discussion of putting the skate park, which is located at the ball field currently, at least for the winter, I think, Kurt, inside the old fire hall?
Yeah, that was brought to my attention here a couple of days ago by some of the boarders that were up there. They were kind of disappointed with the disrepair. They're always having to sweep it off, and if it starts to blow in snow and rain sideways, you know, it becomes slippery and hazardous for them to be up there. So it was brought to my attention that maybe it would work in the old fire hall. So thought I would just kind of throw it out there and see what everybody thought about that. Oh, by the way, they are also coming up with a petition. So if, you know, I'm not saying we have to come up with a decision now, but I encourage the kids to go around and get as many signatures as they can and bring it before us in the next meeting, or, you know, to show that they're really interested in doing something different.
Is that up? Question of the manager, is that parks and rec infrastructure managed?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a, it's one of those forgotten in many ways facility we have. I don't want to put words in Donnie's mouth, but it's in poor condition in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That includes even some of the equipment. Whether or not it could be moved from that facility and then moved into the fire hall, I mean, we'd have to do some measuring and make sure that there's enough room. And and honestly, I don't know how that stuff's secured. I don't know if it's actually bolted to the concrete floor or not, up at the pad, or if it's freestanding. So
I kind of briefly looked at it yesterday, and it looked like it was fairly transportable.
And so, I mean, that's just some of the questions there. We currently are allowing the school to run. They have their alternative education program in that facility. Now, I don't, without speaking to them, I don't know how much they use the floor portion versus the office space. When I've been in there, primarily they've been in the office space, not out on the floor section. I know very little about skate parks, and would hesitate to give much advice at this point other than we need to look into it.
Yeah, Mr. Hogue, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that since I guess Kurt was sure Donnie wasn't going to be here before he... we ought to let him report back, and I'm concerned about moving it in the sense that if it isn't installed safely and properly, you've got all sorts of liability issues and staring you in the face. Although it sounds like with its disrepair, that could be a concern that exists right now. But I would like to see a report from staff before this goes anywhere in their recommendations.
Okay, but thanks for bringing it to our attention, Kurt, that there's people that are showing interest in basically an indoor skate park, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, temporarily, you know,
right.
We talked about putting the police station in here, and so
right.
I mean, it would all just be temporary
right.
for the time being. So,
right.
I can, when Donnie returns, I can have him start measuring things, and you know, how is that stuff secured? And if you go out on the internet, you can find what you know. How much room do you need around it? How do you keep it safe? I think all of that's out there, and Donnie can look into that and come back and tell, yeah, it'll fit, or no, it won't fit, or yes, part of it will fit. It could be a situation where we could only move a portion of it if that would fit.
Right. So. I know Juno has a skateboard park out towards the airport, and I believe it only has like 3 walls on it that's exposed to the elements, and
yeah.
You know, maybe something could be done up there, but... be worth looking into. So thanks for having Donnie do that.
And I know this is also lighted too, Mr. Mayor. This one here is dark.
Yeah.
I'll get out.
Yeah, it is not a facility that we brag much about.
Yeah. Right. I believe the structure itself came from the
Tent City.
Mm-hmm. The framework for that, the building. So it's been cannibalized together to start with. Any more assembly discussion items? That brings us to recognitions. This agenda item is reserved for acknowledge individuals, groups, departments, agencies, or anyone for their contributions toward the betterment of the Petersburg community. And we've already recognized Assemblymember Flint today, but one more thank you, Sue. And any other recognitions by staff or assembly members.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to recognize all the people that were involved in the art chair last Saturday in the quilt program. I know it takes dozens and dozens of people to get that going each year, and I think it's a nice addition to the holidays in the town.
All right. Thanks. Mr. Hogue?
Mr. Mayor, I think, though the city manager mentioned it, a borough manager, the thank you to Petersburg Mental Health for the Halloween Alice in Wonderland dance. It was well attended. Folks there had a good time, and they did a lot of work on it. Since I helped take it down, I can tell you that it was a pretty elaborate setup.
Mr. Walter.
Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to extend my appreciation to the school superintendent in his handling that delicate situation. Very professional, and I think very forthcoming. And I think it kind of, hopefully things will just now settle down and life will go on as usual.
Yeah, with the police chief also.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I may, is I received numerous compliments on Chief Swihart and how he handled that with the delicacy that it needed, and that included the school superintendent personally calling me to say thank you. That very, very happy with how our police and officials handled that. So.
Very good. Yeah, it was a touchy situation. So, any other recognitions? Well, seeing none, that brings us to item 17, adjourn. Sue, are you going to make the... Oh.
No, it's always John's job.
I know, it should be your honor today.
Okay. Move me adjourned.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, the meeting is adjourned.
Great.